Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Okay, folks, my apologies. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. This tells me that we are going to have a really powerful program, because whenever the equipment comes under this kind of an assault, it generally means that we're about to knock your socks off with some very, very valuable information that you need to hear. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Let's see. Hour number two, Michael Sagbo will be with us. He is the son of Venezuela, and he's going to talk to us about the four things in particular that were prevalent in Venezuela when Chavez and Soros took over. We'll talk about that coming up. Martin Hyde is with us, running for congressional member 16th district in the state of Florida. We'll talk with Martin about his thoughts on Mar-a-Lago and what that means to us as Americans. Also coming up bottom of the hour, Alan West is with us. He is the executive director of ACRU, Stop the Police State, and they are in the process of legal filings to do just that. But joining me now as we kick things off, and I'm very, very pleased to have him with me. It's always a pleasure, and it always seems like it's folks coming from other places around the world who have made America their home that have to wake us up to what's happening in our country. And I want to welcome Mr. Trevor Loudon to the program. Trevor, welcome. Great to have you. Thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure, Greg. Great to see you. You're looking well, I must say.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. And we'll always cherish you and Victoria's visit to come here to the house to check up on me and see me after my accident. I was very, very, very touched by that, and I really appreciated it.
Oh, it was a pleasure. It was great. It was great to see you in person.
Well, my dear friend, there's several different places for us to go. I've been talking over the course of the last couple of weeks, and it's interesting. I'll share this again. I had David Sumrall on, who did Bloody Hill, the movie Bloody Hill. And I've been promoting, Nick Searcy's film, Capital Punishment, the movie, for months and months now. January 6th, the real January 6th by the Epic Times and Bloody Hill. If you watch all three of those, you're going to really have an understanding of what actually happened on the 6th of January. I've written about it in my blog as well. The disinformation about January 6th needs to stop. The January 6th Commission is a treasonous commission, and the Sergeant-at-Arms should, in fact, have taken every single one of those individuals into custody, put them in prison, and they should be sitting in jail waiting for a trial for treason. That's what actually should be going on with those folks. That being said, we tracked back the Monday before Mar-a-Lago happened, Trevor. I spoke with David here on the program about the connection between Ruby Ridge, Waco, the Bundy Ranch, the Wildlife Preserve, and the murder of Lavoie Finicum, and January 6th. and this FBI memo that's out right now that Sam Fettes has talked about, that Dee Dee and I and he talked about yesterday that I've been talking about, has Ruby Ridge and Tim McVeigh, but Ruby Ridge is their base point. You talked about something else that I think people need to hear as well. Please share that with our audience.
Well, you're talking about the rosary.
Well, the rosary and the Christian nationalism.
Well, what's happening now is this has been building for a long time. The Democratic Party and their communist allies are at war with American Christianity. And the meme right now is to label any conservative or orthodox Christian. I'm not talking orthodox denomination. I'm talking, you know, just straight normal Christian as a Christian nationalist. Like white nationalists, which is a step in their mind away from Nazi. There's also been an attack on the rosary recently, you know, saying those who do the rosary, the Catholics who do the rosary are basically learning to hate, to want to kill people. There's a war on Christianity. And if anybody is not believing that, just check out some of the Democrat statements on the issue. But just going back to that January the 6th committee, Pastor Greg, people don't realize that's headed by a congressman from Mississippi, Benny Thompson. Now, Benny Thompson was a longtime associate of the Republic of New Africa, which was known for killing policemen. He was involved with the Communist Party USA, the Communist Workers Party, and Democratic Socialists of America. He went to Cuba in 2000 and met Fidel Castro and arranged for over 150 young Americans to get free medical scholarships in Cuba, many of them the sons and daughters of American Communist Party members who are now working in underserved communities all over the country, stirring up revolution. Benny Thompson should be investigated by the Department of Homeland Security, not heading the Homeland Security Committee in the U.S. Congress. That's the same with most of these people. This is what we're seeing now is an attack by the extreme left on conservatives, Christians, and constitutionalists. And you're right to link those previous events. But right now we're going to see, you know, for the last 5 years, Trump supporters and patriots and Republicans have been called white supremacists, Nazis, fascists, now Christian nationalists. The stage is being set for a major crackdown on patriots. That's what this is all about. That's what it's about. They want to arrest Trump and they want to arrest patriot leaders and shut down the movement, especially if they can do it before the midterm elections.
Do you think that part of their intent is to, I don't know, somehow make sure that there are no midterm elections?
Well, that might be an option, you know, and that might be one of the reasons why there's Nancy Pelosi was provoking the Chinese the other day. And now another Democrat delegation's gone to Taiwan. Not that I actually criticize that. I actually think that was a good thing to do. But I think that they are setting the stage for a possible war against either Russia or China or both. But I think plan number one is just shut down and demonize conservatives before the midterms. You know, I think that is the plan. And what they would really like to do is to provoke an incident of violence, you know, so some patriot just goes off the deep end and does some horrific act. That would give them, and if they can't get one, they might do a false flag, but right. That would give them an excuse to arrest people, arrest leaders, intimidate the conservative movement before the elections. So yes, anything's on the table right now because they know if there's a fair and free election in November, the Democrat Party is going to get slaughtered. It's going to get absolutely annihilated. And they want to do everything they can to prevent that.
They came out on Sunday and said that they are concerned that there are violent elements and that somehow the FBI is going to be targeted when it's the FBI that's been kicking down the doors of innocent Americans all over the country for the last 2 years.
Well, that's right, but this is a provocation exercise. How can we ramp up the tension? How can we get people upset? How can we get people feeling that the law is against them so that some people will strike out violently? We have to be super disciplined right now. No violent rhetoric on Facebook. You get your name flagged straight away.
Right.
You go on a list straight away. No blathering on. No, if you know of anybody committing planning to commit violence, get them to stop, and if necessary, turn them in. Look, we cannot allow any violent activity in the lead up to the elections because it'll be used as an excuse to clamp down on the, you know, basically on conservatives. And just to be clear, I don't advocate violence at any time.
Sure.
Other than the context of a war. But we got to be super disciplined right now because the FBI and the Democrats are provoking and provoking and provoking to try and get a reaction.
And well, including these assaults on your home. And I mean, look what they did with Scott Perry. The decorated general, retired decorated general, who's on vacation with his wife, and they assault him on his vacation and take his personal cell phone from him.
That's right. And Scott Perry is a patriot. He's one of the best congressmen we have. And so they went after him. They obviously did the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Their goal is obviously to stop Trump from running, but their secondary goal is to provoke. This is provocation. This is, we're in charge. We can do whatever we damn well like. The law doesn't apply to us. Do what you will. And they want somebody to go off the deep end and do something provocative because then they already have their lists. They will go around and start rounding people up.
And so to that end, I guess one of the solutions is going to be what we're going to do at the midterms and getting out and voting and things of that nature. But there are a lot of concerns. There was a big meeting that happened just this past Saturday, a big reveal that took place. I think you might, were you at the pit?
Yeah. I spoke it.
Right. So, you know, is there a sense coming out of that meeting that we can get back control of the election process by 2022?
Well,
or 2020, yeah, 2022.
Well, I wouldn't say there was. I'd say there was a big acknowledgement that this, really what came out of the meeting was that, you know, this is foreign involvement here. We're talking Chinese involvement, et cetera. And I personally spoke about the Chinese, pro-Chinese communists in America who have voter registration networks in big cities and claim to have won the election. But, you know, there was talk about, you know, computers, servers in China, which had big databases of American voters, et cetera. So yeah, there was a lot of, concern. But this is what I would say. I think the wave against the Democrats is going to be huge. The fact that Virginia went back Republican recently.
Right.
Fact that school board races
hold, are being... Hold that thought. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover. hangover effect in the morning, and it's not a habit for me. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I was doing a little tracking down. I received some information that I was sharing with Trevor about Lake County Election Board in Indiana and a software that is was created by a company called Knech, K-O-N-N-E-C-H. That helps manage poll workers, polling locations, mail-in ballots, and supplies. And the company's CEO and its software engineers have strong connectivity to Chinese universities. I share that because you had mentioned about the pit and about the information about connectivity to foreign interference in our election directed at China.
Well, that company name came up on Saturday in connection with elections in America and connections with China. So Yeah, that name was certainly mentioned in connection with election activities, and it was mentioned with some concern.
Here's the article. U.S. election software company, I'll send this to you, previously built Confucius Institute communication platform.
Well, that's another little tie-in, isn't it?
just a little bit.
The Confucius Institutes were a cultural beachhead of the Chinese Communist Party into New Zealand and into America. So it's interesting that this voting technology firm has connections to the Confucius Institute and connections to Chinese universities. See, it should be completely illegal for any foreign software or any foreign technology to be used in American elections. More than that, it should be illegal for computerized equipment to be used in American elections. It should be paper ballots. It should be, you know, the way elections were done for decades.
Right.
You know, it takes a little while, but you know, if you have paper ballots, yes, you can commit fraud locally. But it's really, really hard to organize fraud statewide or, nationwide as you can when you're using electronic technology.
Sure.
And even if the technology was foolproof, as some people keep trying to tell us, the problem is a large percentage of the conservative base now doesn't trust any form of voting machine and will not vote because of it. I would say that would be in the 5 to 10% range of conservatives who'll just stay home. And I don't think we can afford to lose that base. So
no.
We need to keep pushing for the end of electronic machines, paper ballots, voter ID and all of those things. Because until we restore confidence in the election system, we risk violence in this country. Because if people don't trust elections, they think the only option they have left is violence. And we cannot allow that situation to develop.
And my violence over here has to do with a gnat that is buzzing around my face over here.
So you're straining at a gnat, are you?
I'm straining at a gnat. I am. I'm straining at a gnat. That's a story for another day. I guess at the end of the day, too, we need people to get involved at their local elections by going and volunteering to be poll watchers, volunteering to be poll workers, getting trained in that area so that they can be on site and on scene when the elections are taking place as well. I mean, that's a huge way to take control, is it not?
Yeah, and we need tough people. We need people who won't be intimidated, because we've had countless stories in the last election of people going to be poll watchers but not being allowed in the room or being only allowed to observe from 25 feet away and things like this. You know, anybody who places restrictions on that, you know, you need someone who can go in there and will challenge that, will not put up with that, will say, I'm here, I'm going to stand overseeing this, I'm going to watch everything that's going on and not back down. Those are the kind of people we need
now
to be poll watchers.
Sure. Now, I can tell you, I have a friend, David Shostokas, who's a constitutional attorney. He was running things for Trump in Allegheny County, and they were put in a cage, and they were forced into that cage by basically armed security. So I guess, you know, and those that resisted were arrested and hauled off.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Oh yeah. So I mean, I hear what you're saying, but it's insane.
Civil rights violation.
Absolutely.
Right there. This is what these things have to be fought.
Yep.
As civil rights violations. And that's how the aftermath of the last election should have been fought.
Uh-huh.
And that was how it was planned to have been fought, because the Supreme Court would have had to hear it. But unfortunately, it was diverted into less productive avenues.
Yeah. No, I understand. Well, and David was one of those that testified with Giuliani in front of the Pennsylvania State Legislature, who at this very moment, there are FBI agents going through all of their personal files and personal records in their offices and in their homes right now, as we speak. They've assaulted Pennsylvania's legislature and accused individuals on an alternate electors list of being seditious. We're in some serious waters here. We really are, Trevor. All right, Trevor Loudon has been with me. TrevorLoudon.com, Enemies Within the Church. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. Trevor, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Greg. Pastor Greg. Great.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And waiting for Alan West to jump in and join us. He is joining us today on behalf of ACRU, and they have condemned the police state justice system. Weaponizing government is not just unconstitutional, it is criminal. In the wake of the FBI's raid of former President Trump's home, Ambassador Ken Blackwell told Breitbart News that President Biden is turning America into a police state. Blackwell continues, for the first time in American history, a president's administration has sent armed federal agents to raid the personal home of his predecessor, who's also a leader of the opposition party. ACRU Executive Director Alan West offers a similar perspective. This morning, we awaken to a very different America. Let the debate end. The progressive socialist leftist Marxists have gone full East German Stasi police state. The U.S. DOJ is a political arm of the left seeking to punish political opposition. The selective justice system is evident, as those in power are apparently immune to law and order. Blackwell notes Attorney General Garland is doing this against former President Trump, but never gets around to dealing with videotape proof of criminal conduct of President Biden's son, Hunter. It should also be noted, and I was talking with Trevor Loudon about this as we were saying goodbye, you know, bear in mind what's happening in Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania state legislature right now is being, they're under siege by the FBI, who are going after the Pennsylvania legislature for following the law and the fact that they nominated two different sets of electors, electors that were ultimately sent by the state, and electors that were waiting, that were going to vote for President Trump, depending on the outcome of a legal case. And that legal case did not end in the manner in which many believe that it should have, and so subsequently they sent the first set of electors, and the second set of electors didn't do anything. Nothing happened with them. But you have this politicization of the Department of Justice and the FBI, and now there are reports that are coming forward. Jim Jordan apparently has 14 FBI agents, good people, that have come forward and said, hey, we're not going along with this. We refuse to go along with the politicization of the FBI. It's wrong. It is against our belief system. You've got IRS whistleblowers coming forward as well. But let me give you this story. This comes from the Epoch Times. 14 FBI whistleblowers have come forward, according to Representative Jim Jordan. 14 FBI whistleblowers have come forward to provide information to Republican congressional investigations, Representative Jim Jordan said on August 14th, about a week after the FBI raided former President Donald Trump's Florida home. 14 FBI agents have come to our office as whistleblowers, and they are good people. There are lots of good people in the FBI. It's the top that is the problem. Some of these good agents are coming to tell us what's going on. The political nature now, the Justice Department, talking about the school board issue, a whole host of issues. 2 months ago, Jordan said 6 FBI whistleblowers approached the committee. 2 came forward about a memo related to alleged violence and intimidation at school board meetings, and 4 in connection to the January 6, 2021 Capitol breach. In the Senate, meanwhile, Senator Chuck Grassley said in July that whistleblowers had come to his office to provide information, including disclosures related to investigations into Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings. Folks, there is a two-tiered system of justice. We've visited about it. We've talked about it. Great concerns when it comes to that. And then in addition to the two-tiered system of justice, there's also this direct absolute assault, an absolute attack on God-fearing constitutional Americans. And, you know, the assault is on all sides. I understand people's feelings that we are at a very tenuous crossroads. And as Trevor said, and as others have said, as I have said, I don't advocate that we end up in a violent confrontation. It seems as though the other side is doing, as Trevor said, everything they can to try to provoke this. And he mentioned even false flags. You know, you think about the situation with the individual who attacked the FBI offices with what turns out to be, I guess, a staple gun. I haven't really looked much into that, to be honest. I didn't feel like it was worthy of spending a great deal of time chasing that story down and trying to get into that particular story. I would just suggest that going after these offices is not the place to begin. The place for us, the place for patriots to begin, is to show up at your county commissioners' meetings. Or better yet, so because, you know, the goal here, the goal's not to put the county commissioners, on trial and, or create confrontation there. The goal is not to create confrontation with your county judge. The goal is not to create confrontation with your county sheriff. We are to be people of peace. So the mannerism in which I would suggest that you approach this is to contact the county judge's office. And in fact, I think I'm going to be doing that. I haven't done it yet. Had other things happening in my life, but contact the county judge's office, make an appointment and go in and have a conversation with them. I know they're busy. I understand that, but they are elected by us. They do represent us, and so therefore they're going to make some time for us at some point. But have a meeting, go in and just say, hey, Your Honor, I just, you know, and if they're conservative and you voted for them like I did mine, tell them that I voted for you, I supported you. I'm very concerned about where we are right now. I'm concerned about federal agents coming into our county in violation of certain constitutional protections. And I'm asking you, are you prepared? Do you have a plan in place, a means by which to protect we the people in accordance with what the Constitution says and protect our rights and our local magistrate, the greater magistrate powers? And is the sheriff here in our county? Where is he at? Have you guys had a meeting? Have you had a conversation? Have you discussed what you'll do or what you might do if the ATF shows up and tries to illegally strip away people's arms? Or the FBI shows up, you know, making false accusations about individuals in our county who did nothing to violate the law. As an example, on the 6th of January, nothing. You can't change the rules. That's called subjective law. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal and it needs to be called out. And that's what happened at the Capitol. What happened at the Capitol is called subjective law. After the speeches, after the permits had been given out, after the stages had been set up, then at that point they decided to change the boundaries and say that if you're within the boundaries that we've already told you that you can be in, that in many instances some of you peacefully are already in standing, talking, praying, there to redress your government in accordance with the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, your Bill of Rights, a peaceful gathering to redress the government, stages that were set up for speakers to speak from so that the audience could hear speakers that they wanted to hear talk about these very issues, and so that they could raise the level of the volume of the speeches, mind you, so the people inside could hear what the people who they were there to represent, not lord over. This is supposed to be the United States of America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. You can't subjectively change the laws after the fact and then arrest someone and say, oh, by the way, you're trespassing now. It's like me inviting you to a party at my house and then calling the sheriff and having you arrested for trespassing when you've got an invitation from me sitting in your hand. Back with more after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, Chosen Generation Radio.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology. And with maximum absorbency, they dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Okay, that's an interesting look. Let's see. Okay, we must be over here. Look at that. How about that? Huh. All right. So my camera's decided to do something rather unique this morning and do a little switch up on me. Let me see. What is that one? No, that's the, okay. So this is that one. All right. Very good. And, yeah, very interesting. Let's see if I can figure out. Oh, wait a minute. I know how to find out. Okay, so we'll go here. And which one are you? Great question. All right, coming up on the program tomorrow, and this is... Okay, yeah, it says Logitech One. Right? Nope, it's not. Video capture device too. Okay. Well, now I know who I'm who I'm at. So I need to go here, and I need to go here, and I need to click on you, and then I need to drag you down. There we go. Okay, all set now. Okay, so tomorrow on the program, our CGR Wellness, every Friday, we're going to have Tim Schaff and or Tim Schaff and Andy Backler, who is the co-founder of Eneva, and our CGR Wellness program for you. And again, I just remind you, right back here sitting behind me, Vibe, Resvante, and Ultrashop. And you sign up over here at cgrwellness.com. When you go on to cgrwellness.com, you want to be sure and register before you do anything else, please. So go to cgrwellness.com and register. Just create an account. And then once you've created your account, then you can go back. The CGR Wellness, Chosen Gen Immune Pack, which is the Vibe, the probiotic, the vitamin D3, and the zinc. Excellent program for you. I would consider adding Resvante and Ultrashot. Ultrashot right here, this is your energy drink, natural energy drink. Really incredibly good stuff. I take it three times a day, actually, well, twice a day. But yeah, energy shot, fantastic stuff. And then Resvante, and you've probably been hearing commercials about something called Resveratrol. Resveratrol is, for the heart, for the blood, it's just very healthy for you. You find it in red wines. That's why they advise red wines as a, something that's healthy. But the alcohol is not. This has the equivalent of 200 glasses of red wine in it without the alcohol. It's really incredible stuff. And then of course the base is Vibe. And this is the multivitamin base. And this has made a huge difference for me. Huge difference for me and been a big help to my health. And that's why I am encouraging folks to use it. It does have a lot of clinical testing to back up, its impact. And you can find that clinical research by, again, go to CGR Wellness, get your account, and then you can explore all of the products that are there once you set up your account, and you'll be blessing the ministry as you do that as well. CGRwellness.com. But we'll be having that full hour on that tomorrow. Ken Mercer is with us tomorrow. His book, Slavery 101. Tony Ortiz, founder of Current Revolt. And we're going to talk about information that he has specifically having to do with the IRS agents, and there's 25 locations in Texas that they've chosen as locations where they're going to be hiring agents, and they have apparently done away with the background checks, and they're doing what they call the direct hire program, because this is some kind of an emergency. Anyway, he'll get into the details on that. Don Jans, our expert on everything ism, will be with us. And David Horowitz with us, Internal Radical Service, author of I Can't Breathe, will give us his thoughts. Remember that David Horowitz was a part of the radical 1960s left until he saw what that was really about and where that was going to take our country. He was right there with the Bill Ayers and the Bonnie, I can't remember her last name now, but Bill Ayer's girlfriend, basically. Right there in the middle of all of that and all the student activity and everything that they were doing and the Black Panthers and the whole bit, the Weather Underground, he was right in the middle of all of it. until he woke up and was like, wait just a minute. This is, no, I didn't, this is not, this isn't good. This is problematic. And, he'll talk with us about what he's seeing today and the dangers that are associated with that. So we'll have that coming up for you on the program tomorrow, a little bit later. Coming up next, Martin Hyde is with us. Mike Sabga is with us. He'll be back with us. His experience with Venezuela and what happened there, and the four items that he talks about that were prevalent in Venezuela when Venezuela fell. And then I'll have a special message for you in the last hour of the program. And I've got some ministry stuff we're going to talk about as well. We're doing a big, outreach to our pastors, in India on Saturday, their Saturday night, our Saturday morning. And then I'll be preaching on Sunday morning, at a local church here in Bandera. All right. Folks, thanks for being here. I greatly appreciate it. We're going to take a little bit of a break. Martin Hyde joins us coming up on the other side. He is running for Congress in Florida, 16th District, and we'll get him weighing in here in just a couple of minutes. And I'm going to take a break and drink a little water. You take a little break, and we'll meet right back here. By the way, think about helping us out, if you would. Cash App, $ Pastor Greg, CGR, Venmo, Chosen-Generation-Radio.
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan has been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? And he said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out with your
team. I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear,
then they told me to come out, whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, and now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet.
Courage will come, it's coming.
I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.